Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 10, verse 3. So Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me." These verses, much like we have seen already in Pharaoh's life, are a clear reminder that we need, every one of us in our lives, a posture of humility before God. And we need to pray for this. You think about it. Every time we sin, it is at its root a picture of pride. Sin is really at its root pride, because it's us saying every time we sin, "God, I know what is better for me than you do. I desire this, and even if you say it's not good, I'm going to move forward with this desire in my heart." Or, "I say this even though it is against your word, but I do it because I think it's going to work out better for me." Like, every sinful thought, every sinful desire, every single sinful word, decision, deed, it's all pride. And so the antidote to sin is what? It's humility. It's, "God, I trust you. And I have a desire for this, but I'm going to not pursue that desire because I trust you. Lord, I want to make this decision over here, but I'm not going to do that because I know that goes against your word, and I trust you." So what Exodus chapter 10, verse 3 just drives us to pray for, and to pray for it continually, is humility, a humble trust in God's word, a humble trust in God's ways, that his ways and his word are always best. So we pray, God, together right now, we pray, give us humility. We pray for humility. We pray that you would deliver us from all pride. Help us to be humble before you, to trust in your ways, to trust in your word, to follow your word by your grace, to trust in your grace to enable us to obey your word. God, we pray for an ever constant posture of humility before you. And then humility before others. We think about your commands and your word to, in humility, Philippians 2, consider others better than ourselves. Help us not to look out for ourselves over others. Help us to look out for others over ourselves. Lord, how that would transform our interactions all throughout the day. How that would transform our marriages, our parenting, our life as kids. How that would transform our family relationships, work relationships, relationships in the neighborhood, how that would compel us to share the gospel. We would be looking out for others over our own interests. That would be compelling then to share the gospel with those who've never heard it. So God, we pray for humility. We pray that you would deliver us from pride, purify us from pride, remove pride from us more and more and more and more, we pray, and give us humble hearts before you and humble hearts before others, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.